from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the buy-in has been tremendous. It has been a pleasure to work with these guys. I can count the number of practices since we got here on one hand that I haven't been totally excited about the effort and the chemistry that's building out there. So I do believe these guys love what they do. They're invested. They're buying into the culture. They're practicing hard. I think that'll translate to playing hard. Now the key is, how quickly can we come together and put a product out there on the field to look as if we've been together for a few years and not just a few months?
That is University at Buffalo Bulls head coach Pete Lembo. He joined me last week here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You can hear all of his comments on demand at WGR550.com and on the Odyssey app. Lafayette at UB tonight. The college football season kicking off here locally, and a lot of games around the nation. 30 games I heard Jeremy and Joe talking about this morning. That's amazing. We are here, folks. It is football season, college football this weekend. Joining me on the West Her Hotline, Paul Peck, voice of the Bulls, former anchor here in Buffalo in sports, talk show host, I think former Mike Tirico roommate at Syracuse. He's done a little bit of everything, right? Do I have that right? Were you Tirico's roommate?
That is correct.
All right.
I don't know what that qualifies me for, if anything, you know, other than he gets me tickets every once.
There you go.
When he can. So,
I love it.
But yeah, you know, just a little backstory of my life is we've been friends for 30 plus years and to this day, and he's one of the finest men I have ever been around, and I don't think that'll surprise anybody that watches how well he does his job.
No doubt about it. And you've been doing this job for a while, covering UB. How many years for you now on the call for the UB Bulls?
25.
Wow.
And I don't tend to get hung up on those kinds of things in general, but when it occurred to me that this is year 25 for me doing UB football, you do kind of step back and go, hey, it's that's kind of cool. Like, you know, to be able to do this job for that long at one place, I'm incredibly fortunate and thankful to everybody at UB through that course of time that they allow me to stick around and call football, and it's just it's the most fun part of my life, and I appreciate it very much. So yeah, it's a pretty cool little milestone personally.
And of course, we'll carry the game here locally on the Bet 1520. Lafayette at the University of Buffalo tonight. They're getting kicked off at 7 p.m. Well, 25 years, you've been through a lot of different staffs and coaching changes. You know, that's just what the nature of the business is, no matter what sport you're covering. How about Pete Lembo? I talked to him last week, but this is our first chance to see him as the head coach of the Bulls. Of course, he's been in the conference before. What can you tell us about Coach Lembo and what you've seen so far?
He's awesome, and I think you got a sense of that when you interviewed him last week. He's a football coach. This is his fourth head coaching job. That experience is immeasurable in that he's been there. He's done that. He's seen it. He knows it. He's just a great guy, great personality, loves his pop culture and his 80s movies, trivia, and history. Like, he's just an awesome guy to want to sit around and talk football with. But as a football coach, he's got a great resume. He's been very successful in this conference. He has then now been very successful as a special teams coordinator at a bunch of big-time schools, considered one of the best special teams coaches in the country. So he just brings a different attitude of, I'm not learning on the job. I know what I need. I know what I got. He brought a great group of assistants, mostly younger, but almost all of them with ties to him. So they know what he wants. So he can be the CEO, which I believe even in college now, you have to be a great CEO as a head coach and trust your assistants to implement what you want to do on the field. Pete is great at that. The Bulls are, even through the course of preseason and spring ball, much better prepared, much better managed. The attitude's been great. You talk to any of the players, they just love being in the building now, and losing over the last couple of years probably has something to do with the opposite feeling. But to me, it's just the difference of a guy who's been 33 years in coaching, fourth head coaching stop, versus a guy in Mo Lingus last year who was at his first head coaching job. And it's just hard to learn and know when you haven't done the job before.
What about on the field? What are we going to expect from the Bulls? Give fans maybe a little preview of some of the names to watch out for this year, to look for when they go to a game, they watch them on TV, and who might be really the catalysts for this team to try them, help to get them back on top of the MAC.
Yeah, and again, all that said about coach, in the world that we live in now, they lost some good players to the portal. They brought a lot of transfer players in. They're relying on a lot of players that haven't really played a lot and are untested. And will they be, better coached and better planned and all that stuff? But ultimately, there's a lot of question marks. It starts at quarterback, not really a lot of experience. CJ Ogbonna played a little bit last year as sort of a running athletic option for the offense, but didn't look great, but he'll be the starter. He's started at the FCS level before. He's won a junior college national championship. He's been the guy before, but never really here. And I think a lot of it will depend on how well he settles into the job. How much can this coaching staff get out of him that they may not have been able to get out of him last year? He looks a lot better, a lot more confident, a lot more comfortable just through the preseason. So that's a good sign. They have a couple of really young, exciting players at running back. Aljay Henderson is a junior at running back, played a little bit 2 years ago, was hurt most of last year. And then the guy that will share the running back duties with is a kid from Ohio named Lamar Sperling, who was the USA Today National High School Player of the Year 2 years ago, when he ran for over almost 4,000 yards as a senior in Akron, Ohio. So there's a guy a little bit smaller, undersized, but man, you just don't see those kind of credentials at the MAC level. And if he can play to that, he'll be a really exciting, in that tradition of Jarrett Patterson and some of the other great running backs. Nick McMillan, the kid from Buffalo who was at Canisius High School for a good part of his career, is likely the number one target at receiver and a guy who really could break through and emerge this year. So those are some of the names on offense. On defense, a lot more experience and a lot more veteran group. Sean Dolak, the West Seneca kid, back and healthy. He'll be the leader of defense. They have another linebacker named Red Murdoch, who has really started to emerge last year, makes a lot of plays. Marcus Fuqua is a safety who had 7 interceptions and was an All-American 2 years ago. And there's a whole group of other experienced guys in the secondary. So I think the defense is ahead of their offense right now, just based on experience and proven play. And we'll see whether the defense can carry this team for a little while until the offense settles in. And I will say this to you, we don't talk about this a lot, but Pete Lembo's a special teams guy. They've spent a lot of time on special teams.
Yep.
At practice, I think strategically, because it's what Pete knows, I think he feels like there's an advantage there. If this team has the best or one of the better special teams in the conference, you might win a couple games that way that maybe you wouldn't because your offense is struggling a little bit. So, again, back to a plan, right? There's a plan there from a guy who's seen it and done it, and Pete probably said, you know what, we're gonna win some games on special teams or create some field position advantages for us and make life easier on our offense and defense.
By the way, Red Murdoch sounds like the title character of a movie, and you do not want to run into him.
That is correct, right? Yeah, that's a good middle linebacker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great.
Really is.
I love that for sure. Yeah. What does the MAC look like this year from doing your research around?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Ah. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The conference, a lot of changes, obviously, across college football. But what does the MAC look like this year?
Well, here's where it could be an advantage for a program like Buffalo's. Toledo and Miami are likely the two head and shoulders teams. Miami is bringing really the best quarterback back. Toledo always has a lot of talent, lost some players, including a first-round draft pick last year, but they always have a lot of talent. There's a couple other schools, Western Michigan, Northern Illinois, look like they've got some players. The rest of the league is exactly where UB is. Lots of question marks, lost quarterbacks, untested quarterbacks, best players went into the portal, went to Power Four programs. So there's about a 7 or 8 team jumble of the 12 teams in the MAC where I don't know that there's any of those teams that you could say right now is much better than the other. It'll have to play itself out, which again, goes back to, man, if you have the best special teams at UB in that group, maybe you win a couple of those games. The MAC is kind of what it is, right? If you're a group of five program in college football now, you're kind of a farm system. It's going to be hard to keep your best players. There's going to be turnover, coaching staff, and so forth. So it's a very much a year to year, and there's a lot in the MAC that is – were they good last year? Yeah, but their three best players are gone. Are they going to be good this year? There's a lot of that.
Paul, you're in a unique perspective. You've watched all three of these new Buffalo Bills who played at the University of Buffalo at their various points in their career. Cam Lewis, Jamarcus Ingram, and of course now Joe Andreessen. First of all, just from your perspective, how cool is it to see three Buffalo Bulls playing for the local NFL team, the Buffalo Bills? And if you could just kind of touch on those three players and their journey to get here and what you've seen.
Yeah, it's awesome. The nice thing is right now the Bulls have about 10 players in the NFL right now on practice squads and rosters, which is amazing for what the program is. But of those three guys, what they have in common is they were all undrafted. They were all very good players here, but that doesn't always mean you get the chance to do it at the NFL. And whether the Bills scouts saw enough of those games because it was local to see what we all saw. Cam Lewis is one of the best players in the MAC. On that loaded team, 2018 and 19, when the Bulls were top 25, 2020 going to Bulls, like he was one of the best players. Lance Leipold called him one of the toughest players he's ever been around. But he was smaller, and the coaches would say, stop throwing yourself in the pile to make tackles, you're going to get hurt, because he did a little bit here at UB. But to see what he has been able to do, smart, in the right place, knows where he needs to go, not the most physically gifted guy. Cam's one of my all-time favorites, and I couldn't be happier to see the kind of success he had. Jamarcus Ingram was really a one-year guy here after a couple of other stops, brought in, started the whole year at corner, played okay. I don't know that I would have told you if you'd asked me going into that year that this guy is an NFL player. But again, good, smart, physical, long, enough for the Bills to see something in him to develop. and they've given him the time to do that, which you don't always get in the NFL, and look where he is now as a key guy in your secondary. And of course, the Joe Andreessen story is amazing. Again, only a one-year guy here, and I'll say this to you, Sal, and you'll know what I mean. Joe Andreessen has Sean Dolak to thank for a lot of this, because if Sean doesn't get hurt last year and he missed the last seven games of the year, I don't know that Joe plays as much as he did here, puts up the numbers that he did here, opens some people's eyes that he did here. Joe was great last year, led the team in tackles, led the team in tackles for loss, which is always a indicator of athletic ability and smarts, which is exactly what has made helped him make the Bills. But, you know, what a crazy story from rookie tryout to, you know, the last guy on the team. He was an FCS player and then moved here for the 1 year because at the level that he played, they didn't let you redshirt, so he had 1 year of eligibility left but couldn't stay where he was at Bryant, so he came home to play for the Bulls. And again, circumstances with, you know, the depth at linebacker was pretty good for the Bulls last year. Sean gets hurt. Joe plays every snap, and look where he is now. It's an amazing story and an awesome kid, and I'm so happy for him.
All right, two things before I let you go. Number one, give everybody a good reason to go out to watch the UB football team play tonight at UB Stadium against Lafayette.
Hey, college football is not the NFL, right?
Yep.
It, as much as sometimes it's getting that way with money and salary caps and all other stuff, it's fun. It's unpredictable, right? You never know. That the great thing that I love about those 25 years of calling games is I never could walk into that stadium knowing exactly what was going to happen, and that's what's great about college football. It's a fun atmosphere. There'll be a good turnout by the students. It's a nice night today. You've got a new coach that's likable, that loves Buffalo. You got a bunch of Buffalo kids playing hard. It's not the NFL. It never will be. But is it a fun, cheap, easy evening to go watch some football to start your Labor Day weekend off? Absolutely. And just understand what it is. And the Bulls are kind of rebuilding a little bit, and they've got some question marks. But as far as the entertainment value, I think that's absolutely for a football fan who wants to get themselves back into football mode. It should be a great night tonight at UB Stadium.
That's a great promotion. And finally, tomorrow, Paul, I'll be talking here on this program with John Wildhack, Syracuse University Athletics Director. Now, they open up, obviously, at home against Ohio. A big change there with Fran Brown. We know he can recruit. We have to find out if he can coach. Is there anything else that you'd like me to ask John Wildhack about Syracuse University tomorrow?
You know, I mean, again, they're putting their stock into a guy with a great resume, but he's never been a head coach before, and he's got a lot of ties to the Northeast, which I think is important. They brought a lot of high-profile players in, including Devin Grant, who was an All-MAC player for the Bulls last year at safety, is going to play and start for Syracuse this year. So they were very aggressive, and, you know, I think just ask him, you know, and I'm sure you will, you know, what was appealing about what Fran Brown's plan was, and at least to this point, they did a pretty good job winning the offseason. You know, we'll see how it goes. They're in a tough league, right? It's a tough league. They're sort of an outlier with Boston College and Pitt in a mostly southern league. So I think they're always kind of climbing uphill a little bit at Syracuse now, but that doesn't mean you can't be a good, solid, upper middle program and get to a bowl game, and that's probably what John will tell you is the goal right now.
Fran Brown's plan. I have it written down in my notes, buddy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Hey, great job. Good luck this year. You've always done a great job, but have a great season, and we'll be listening on the call tonight on the Bet 1520 and all season long. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. 7 o'clock with Scott Wilson and Brad Ryder. We have a great group, and we try to have some fun, and hopefully the games provide us some fun. We'll do our best for that, and we're looking forward to another fun season. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, Paul. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the game.
Thanks.
Paul Peck right there on the Wester Hotline. We'll take a timeout. And I'll set up tomorrow for you. John Wildhack's going to join me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.